Blessed and greatly to be praised is God our Father. Kind, gentle, and long-suffering is his heart. Thank you, Father, for teaching us your ways. Please impart to us the courage to follow in them. Amen. Oh, how I love to share my heart and my struggles with you, heart dwellers. These are parts of me that I call into question. Areas where my heart ceases to find joy. Things that have become burdensome, yet must be done in obedience because of the gifts given to me for you and for so many more. Even though I know that some of you gain great profit from seeing the ugliness that is in my heart, and others of you find ways to add to my sorrows with curses in my vulnerable areas, even though I know this, still I will share with you so that you know without a doubt how wonderfully loving and forgiving our God is. Unconditional love, forever love. And to those who sincerely love and seek him, even in their last breath, he is pure mercy, capable of turning the darkest sinner into the brightest saint. Well, Ezekiel's healing is still there. However, the pain a victim's soul suffers has not been lifted from him as yet. There are several good days, and then there are days that are difficult. With Ezekiel's sickness, sometimes the pain is so bad that he cannot contain himself, but he cries out for hours and hours. Yesterday it started around 11 in the morning and went until 11:30 at night. We are living in the chapel temporarily, which is a tiny room with a little kitchen area, my keyboard, wood-burning stove, a couple of chairs, and two beds. And there is a foam core wall between the two of us so that he can have some privacy. Yet, when one of these all-night episodes begin, there is nowhere to go. Besides, I want to be near him when he needs me. I prayed as long as I could and finally collapsed into bed around 9, stuffing my ears with the squishy silicone gel-like swimmer's earplugs, which, by the way, are a godsend for those who need quiet and can't get it any other way. I could not get the day together. The pain he was in was heartrending. I was disoriented and feeling absolutely useless. Truly, I didn't know what to do. I prayed, and we all prayed. Those who were here on the refuge, we all came together and prayed. And the pain did stop for a little while, and then it came back again. I went back to prayer and repentance, but nothing seemed to bring the pain level down. I'm sure you've all experienced that sinking feeling you get when you feel useless. One redeeming aspect is that suffering born with resignation and hopefully dignity does bear great fruit in the kingdom of God. One has only to look to Jesus to see the glorious gifts released on mankind because of his sacrificial offering. Some will take exception with me here and say, he bore all our suffering, so we don't need to suffer. Well, that makes Christianity very attractive to the carnal-minded. But then what do we do with deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me? When the Lord said that, he was not talking about some little bit of work you needed to do. He was referring to crucifixion in all its torments and aspects. And life every day brings us face to face with things that are so difficult, it seems like we die in trying to deal with them. And when he said to the Corinthians, you have become kings without us, and indeed I wish you had become kings so that we might also reign with you. For I think God has exhibited us, apostles last of all, as men condemned to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, both angels and men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are prudent in Christ. We are weak, you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are without honor. To this present hour we go about, hungry and thirsty and poorly clothed, and are roughly treated, and homeless. And we toil, working with our own hands. When we are reviled, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure. When we are slandered, we try to reconcile. We have become as the scum of the world, the dregs of all things, even until now. That's 1 Corinthians 4. So we really cannot dispute that we'll have suffering in our lives. The Lord even said that in this world we'll have trouble, but that he has overcome the world. And of course, his grace is sufficient for us. He didn't come to suffer for us only. He came to show us how to suffer for others. His entire life was suffering. From his birth in a cave to death on a Roman cross, he showed us the price we too would have to pay to be little Christs, to follow in his footsteps, bringing the gospel to all men. So here I am doing exactly what I just described, and praise be to God. He inspired me to pull one holy rhema card just when I was putting a piece of wood in the stove to heat the rim up. And this is what I pulled. When every human joy has disappeared from a task, and yet that work is continued exclusively with the supernatural spirit of giving glory to God and aid to one's brothers, it is then that the work is super sanctified. The next thing that he said was, rise, rise up to the final summit with your holy weight of God's treasure to write, even if it appears destined to lie unknown, even to those who need it, your charity victim soul towards God who speaks to you, towards your brothers who are waiting, shall be ever active, even though they are lukewarm and unable to act. And that reminds me of times when I put out messages that I know very few will accept. At that point, I really felt devoid of words, and I said, Jesus, I am without words. Please instruct us. And a great blessing, Father God, began. My child, you are looking at the pinnacle of sanctity. It is here when all consolations are stripped from a soul, and all that is left is my known will, consenting to drink the very dregs of the chalice. It is here that your spirit triumphs over your flesh, and you walk with nothing more than divine grace to uphold you. And in this you fulfill my will and abandon your own. There is no sweeter sacrifice that a soul can give me than to suffer without consolation, but in complete abandonment to the call of love in their hearts. How beautiful and precious is such a one, a rare flower indeed, blooming only for a moment in eternity, but solely for my pleasure, no matter what the cost. You see, a soul such as this has no other business than to fulfill my will and totally abandon those things that bring consolation. And this, even without knowing what their sacrifice will accomplish. Many labor in my vineyard, knowing they are bringing forth my words and drawing all men to me. Many have the consolation of a well-tuned sermon, a prophetic word. The transformation of the flesh of the sick as healing flows into them, the high of the Shekinah glory all around them, the sweet and intimate whispers of my words to them. Oh, how I love to console my servants! How I love to see them take deep draughts of the sweet waters of this life that resound throughout their being, bringing encouragement and strength to keep fighting. It brings me such pleasure to be with you in those times. But the cross and being on the cross and crucible of suffering and humiliations. Oh, when you willingly embrace these things for love of me, then is the deepest longing of my heart fulfilled in you. For truly you have voluntarily stripped yourself of all that could comfort and are lying there naked and dead at the foot of the cross, an instrument of extreme torture. It is then that you resemble my son the most. It is in that destitution that you fulfill the call of charity and brotherly love that will bring forth conversions and vocations to serve me and their brother with all their hearts, even leaving nothing for themselves. It is there that godless nations are brought to their knees, and godly kingdoms rise into prominence, Do not be afraid, my children, to lose it all for me. Do not be afraid of destitution, because that is where the heavy work of the cross was done. I do not call you to save men, for that has already been accomplished by my only begotten Son. But I do call you to know, love, and serve me with all your hearts and strength, and to love your brother as yourself. For those who would lose their lives for my sake will find them, and so much more than man can imagine. Truly eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the intellect of man, what I have prepared for souls such as these. But suffice it to say, it is only love that is the right motive that will bring the fullness of my kingdom and glory to this earth. So fear not desolation, fear not pain beyond pain. Do not even fear what men will do to you or your kindred. For if you give these gifts freely, without any thought of return, you will be utterly shocked at my gratitude for your little offering. So do not fear pain, desolation, ridicule, persecution, weakness, and loss of inspiration. All these things must be accomplished in you, that your fire-tried gold will be brought to light and illuminate all the nations of the world to the glory of my love.